Welcome to Lesson 86 of the Irish Guitar Podcast. I'm Tony O'Rourke, and today's tune is a jig that I ignored for many years called Saddle the Pony.
Why did you ignore it?
Well, Jerry, it was just one of those tunes that had been done to death. Then one day I hit on the idea of transposing it to A major on the banjo. The normal key for this tune is in G. And then I started playing it on the guitar in open A, the open A major tuning, and this arrangement is what I come up with. Now, I've also included a version in standard tuning in the key of G for those who don't want to get involved with the open A at this point of time.
So the book that's available from irishguitarpod.com has both versions?
That's correct. Now, the open A tuning, I'm sure everyone knows this, but it's EA, C sharp, EAE, from the lowest to the highest pitch. And we use this tuning in the Coal Miner's Reel in Lesson 79. The vast majority of this tune is played on the first and second strings, which are tuned the same as the top two pitched strings of a banjo or a fiddle or a mandolin. So if you've ever played one of those instruments previously, you won't find this tune too difficult. Of course, if this is all new to you, then all I can say is that by persevering with this tuning, you will, over a period of time, get used to it. It's a lovely tuning full of possibilities. And open tunings are not as hard as you might imagine. Just because something is unfamiliar to you, it doesn't mean that it's impossible to do. Now, unlike the Coal Miner's Reel, all of this tune is played in open position. But here's something quite startling. All of the notes for this tune occur either on an open string or on frets 2, 4 and 5. So really the fingering is quite uncomplicated. First finger, second fret. Second finger, fourth fret. And third finger, fifth fret. Well, I found it startling anyway. Also note that the last three bars of each section are identical. Now, in open tuning, you get a lot of what are called cross tones or overtones. And I want you to try this. If you play your open second string, and this is assuming you tune to open A. So play your open second string, which is now tuned to A instead of B. Now, mute the string by dampening it. And you'd expect, once you dampened the string, that would be the end of any noise coming out of your instruments. But you'll hear a continuous ringing from other strings that are vibrating in sympathy. In fact, when you hit the open second string, the low E and A vibrate in sympathy, and this is called an overtone. A similar thing happens when you hit the first string. And indeed, this occurs on many fretted notes, but not, for instance, on the F note, the first fret of the first string. So if you hit the F note and then stop the note from ringing, as soon as you take your finger off the string, there is no ringing. So there's no other notes vibrating in sympathy. The more perceptive listener will notice that in the open A version of the tune, I include a triplet at the beginning of the 13th bar of the tune, based on the F sharp note. Whereas in the standard tuning of the tune, I play this bar straight, but include a triplet in the last half of bar 14, based on the G note, which would be the A note in open A. The point at which you include ornamentation in a tune is influenced by a number of factors: the personal preference of the musician playing the tune, the type of instrument, the musical environment finds oneself in. But in this case, I was influenced purely by the tuning that I was using. Also note that for the accompaniment, I'm using standard tuning for both accompaniment versions of the tune. In the open A version, even though the chords are notated in the key of A, I am in fact using the chords in the key of G, but capoed on the second fret. Now, if you sing, you'll find this tuning most useful for accompanying some of your songs. And I've often only half jokingly said that, you know, with a voice like mine, the accompaniment needs to be very intricate to distract people from the quality of the singing. My advice, if you're going to try this tuning for some songs, is to set a few hours aside of solitude and see what you can come up with. Maybe start off with just some simple songs. You'll be pleasantly surprised at how much this tuning can spice up a well-worn melody. And I've included some chord shapes for open A tuning in the booklet to get you started.
And the booklet, of course, is available from irishguitarpod.com for $9 US.
All right, Jerry, thanks very much. And we'll now have a listen to the slow version of the tune, followed by the up-tempo version of the tune. And also, I've got a version of the tune played in the standard tuning as well, in the key of G.
Thanks, Tony.